USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
About 200 civilians, including 20 children, remain at the steel plant in Mariupol. That's what a Ukrainian official tells the Washington Post. The plant is where Ukrainian soldiers continue to resist Russian force. Civilians started to evacuate the plant over the weekend. This is what one woman told NBC News.
There were 40 of us, this woman says. We boiled two buckets of soup, and that was our meal for the whole day.
Some civilians left for Ukrainian-controlled territory. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Italian television not only repeated the false premise for his country invading Ukraine, he also suggested Hitler was Jewish. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer among the many who condemned the remarks.
They tap into the very old and very poisonous notion that the Jewish people themselves were the architects of the worst human atrocities of modern history. Mr. Foreign Minister, you're fooling no one.
This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control. And you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Almost two-thirds of workers at an Amazon warehouse on Staten Island, New York, rejected a union bid. The Amazon Labor Union is now weighing whether or not to challenge the results. It scored a surprising victory last month at a nearby facility. An Oklahoma judge is allowing a lawsuit seeking reparations for the survivors and descendants of victims of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre to proceed. The suit was filed in 2020 under the state's public nuisance law. Vice President Kamala Harris has tested negative for COVID-19 nearly a week after testing positive for the virus. Her press secretary, Kirsten Allen, says Harris was prescribed the antiviral treatment Paxlovid. CDC guidelines say people can leave isolation on the sixth day after testing positive, as long as they wear a mask around others. Allen says she would do so for another few days. A late rally by big tech erased a slump on Wall Street Monday. The Dow closed up 84 points. The Nasdaq gained 201 points. The S&P 500 added 23. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The father of JonBenet Ramsey is supporting a petition asking Colorado's governor to intervene in the investigation into the girl's death. The six-year-old was found brutally killed in the basement of the family's home in Boulder the day after Christmas back in 1996. Her death was ruled a homicide, no one prosecuted for the crime. John Ramsey telling KUSA television he wants DNA evidence he claims that was never tested to be transferred away from Boulder police and wants a different agency to investigate. A major New England city has violated a group's constitutional rights.
The Supreme Court of the United States on Monday unanimously ruled that the city of Boston violated the First Amendment when it said a local organization could not fly a Christian flag in front of City Hall. Justice Stephen Breyer, who delivered the opinion of the court, said if the city flies flags to communicate its own messages, it is immune from free speech violation claims. But if it creates an open forum, which it has done for years, Boston cannot discriminate based on different perspectives, the court ruled. The ones that did the suing, Camp Constitution, says its goal is to enhance understanding of their Judeo-Christian moral heritage. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California's population declined again last year. State officials point to a slowdown in births and immigration for the reason, coupled with an increase in deaths and people leaving the state. It's still the country's most populous state with more than 39 million residents. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.